Those whom history deems great are merely fortune's favorites. My life establishes that so-called greatness is not so much a matter of ability or strength of character as the opportunities we encounter. I was blessed to save the Union, but due only to a political accident. In 1858, I lost in my efforts to unseat the U.S. Senator Stephen Douglas, a Democrat from Chicago. 2 years later, the Republican National Convention met in this city. Although I had failed against Douglas in our native state, my Chicago friends contrived after 3 ballots to see me nominated to face Douglas for president, a race I won. So now, by the unaccountable grace of that divine being who guides us all, I loom above you, forever facing this city of Chicago, which occupied so fateful a place in my life. I was a person of mean origins, whose parents could not read, and who as a young man worked at jobs like mill hand and store clerk. But the Lincoln of Chicago was, I acknowledge, a person of prominence. At 25, I had been elected to the Illinois legislature, where I was encouraged to study law. Blessed with native amiability and a gift for oratory, I demonstrated a touch with juries that led me to become one of the state's better-known lawyers, and be I honest, a person of growing wealth, if not modesty. When I came first to Chicago in 1847, I had just been elected to the U.S. Congress. I served only a single term, and afterwards declined to resume my law practice here amid the hubbub of Chicago. Yet I was here for a month virtually every year thereafter, pleading cases in the U.S. District Court, often on behalf of the railroads. During those stays, I was frequently invited to make speeches, especially about the extension of slavery, which I regarded as an abomination. My legal and political activities fused the friendships that propelled my presidential nomination and led me to become leader of this great nation, and in turn, the figure so grandly memorialized here. I bid you an affectionate farewell.